Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The last thing you need is a million other things to do before Christmas.
Trust me, I know. Brooklyn is the 29th.
It's brutal. Yes.
Or 27th. My mom's the 29th.
27th to 29th? You've had to deal with this your whole life?
Yeah, my mom's the 29th and Brooklyn is the 27th.
Oh.
Yes, it's non-ending. Tracy today was like, do we have enough gifts?
Dude.
For her birthday?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I hope you bought them.
Exactly. And then you don't know what the heck to give for the birthday, to give for Christmas. It doesn't end. But either way, you know, another $120 towards a hibachi and sushi dinner down the drain last night, and away we go.
Love it.
But now we're back in here. All right. Tiki, I'm looking forward to a Merry Christmas. I'm tired of watching miserable football. We all are. This all comes to an end in 2 weeks. And I think there's a potential for a Christmas miracle in the Giants' hands. And no,
why?
No.
Why? Because they're going to win a game and it's going to be meaningless? And hey, we're 3-13. And guess what? We lost the number one overall pick.
No.
What Christmas miracle could possibly happen?
By the way, I did dread that. And when I was working with you today, I'm like, damn, the Giants really need to lose Sunday. I don't know if I want to argue with Tiki about that. It's coaching. It's coaching. And Evan has pounded the drum about Mike Tomlin being the next head coach of the New York Giants.
Yeah, that's not happening. They're winning 10 games, going to the playoffs again.
And might win, actually, a playoff game this year. What's ironic, though, is that entire division outside of Mike Tomlin might be looking for new head coaches, and that includes the Baltimore Ravens. And anybody who saw that game Sunday night and the Raven collapse and inexplicably taking Derrick Henry out of the game and Harbaugh being at a loss for words for it. Well, John Harbaugh, now, suddenly the murmurs have happened, and I want you to listen to a piece of audio that emerged this morning as John Harbaugh, Tiki, you're very good at deciphering this, was flat out asked if he will be returning as the Ravens coach next year.
Do you anticipate being here next year?
Yeah. Thanks for asking that question, Bo. Well, first of all, that's good. It's a great question. I mean, this is sports. This is how it works, you know, and one thing I always have believed is that, first of all, coaching at any level is a day-to-day job, you know, and your job is to do the best job you can today and to do everything you can to help your players and your coaches, if you're a head coach, be the best they can be every single day. And it's never been about keeping a job. And there's no such thing as, like, your job or my job. You know, we have responsibilities. We're given opportunities to steward those responsibilities, and you're given a job to do that until you're not, you know, and then you try to do the best. I try to do the job, not try to keep the job, because there's no such thing as having a job, just doing a job. And so my focus is on always, and has been for the last 18 years here and the last 41 years in coaching, or is it 42? It's up there. It's been to try to do the best job I can today
and fight as hard as I can so the guys can have the best chance to be successful today. And anything after today, I'm not thinking about because, you know, it's not given for us to think about. We don't have control over that except for the job we do today. And if we do a good enough job today, then the opportunity to do that job or a different job will be there tomorrow. And that's what you hope for.
Wow. Long,
that was a
answer.
Long non-answer, Sean.
It certainly wasn't a yeah, why wouldn't I be
and
back?
And you know what it sounded like he also was saying right there at the end? Is that if I'm not here, I will be somewhere else next
yes.
year. This isn't a, well, I'm going to take some time to think about it. This is a, if they don't want me, I'm going to get a head coaching job someplace else. You look at his career. He has had eight or nine double-digit win seasons in 18 years. Maybe more than that. It's probably 10 double-digit win seasons in 18 seasons. He's obviously
179 and 112 career.
Right, but he's won that one Super Bowl. It feels like he's always close to getting another one, but he just never has got over that hump. It is almost exactly like Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
Been here. Mike Tomlin's 19 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. John Harbaugh is 18 years with the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that the difference is that the Raven fan is not tired of John Harbaugh yet. It doesn't feel like they're tired.
No.
The Steeler fan is just getting tired of losing in the postseason. So I think the winning in the postseason is what helps John Harbaugh still have job security despite that non-answer when asked about his job security.
Correct. And so John has obviously been with the Ravens since 2008, and we all know the deal here, right? We saw the end of Tom Coughlin come and go. There just comes a point in time with most franchises where even in success, it just feels like it gets stale, right? Mm. And maybe out of nowhere when we thought this was going to happen with Tomlin, there seems to be breadcrumbs falling that way in Baltimore. This has been an enormously disappointing season for them. You throw in the fact that the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. This could have been tailor-made for a Lamar Jackson, Harbaugh, Raven team to finally go to the Super Bowl together. And now with everything that's happened, and last week was a brutal week with the way the Steelers upset the Lions and obviously what happened with the Ravens at night. The Ravens could lose Saturday night to Green Bay. The Steelers go play the Browns, and the Ravens don't even survive to Week 18 if that's the case.
Right. They lose out on the end because they have to win out. The Steelers have to lose out.
Correct, and they play each other last week.
Right, in order for them to have a chance to get into the postseason. And so, I mean, one bad season. So, let's say he's under 500. Mm-hmm. It would be only the second time in the last, decade. So, if he's under 500, and the only way he gets fired is if the Lamar Jacksons and the stars on this team, the Derrick Henrys, start saying, yeah, it was kind of the coach's fault.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't think they'll do that.
Derrick Henry can't be happy about what happened.
Oh, no, he can't be.
Yeah. Now, look, you might be right, and this could be a whole bunch of nothing, but I thought Harbaugh answering it that way certainly sounded like a guy who maybe he's done with Baltimore a little bit and wants to split. Now, why does this pertain to everything with the Giants? We have gone over and over and over, because it feels like Brian Daboll got fired before the season, even though it's only been 6 weeks. And we keep hearing this word, CEO type of head coach, right?
Yeah,
everywhere turn.
That's John Harbaugh.
The Giants are looking for a CEO type head coach. And I saw the clip yesterday. I tried to avoid some of the FAN stuff. And there's Tommy screaming and yelling about Andy Reid. I guess he did a Cinco on it yesterday. And I think Tommy's sniffing around the right area. Now, I don't think Andy Reid would ever leave Kansas City and not retire and then take the Giants job. I don't think that makes sense. But I do think John Harbaugh presents the type of Andy Reid look the Giants would be looking for. In fact, I know he's older than Andy Reid was at this time, but this reminds me a lot of when Andy Reid in Philadelphia's time came to an end. A guy that had been to multiple championship games. Mm. He made a Super Bowl. He did not sit out a year. He went right to Kansas City, and the Chiefs have been humming since. And that was right time, right place for the Kansas City Chiefs to fall into a head coach. In the past, Tiki, when it comes to the Giants, if you look at all the great head coaches that have been hired over the last 10 years, whether it's, you know, the McVays or Shanahans or any of these innovative minds, it always feels like the Giants are a year off on those coaching cycles. They're always a year off on when these other guys get hired. Now this year, we know Dable's out. Kafka, forget about it. Maybe they're in line for the right year. I thought this would be the wrong year. If Harbaugh's available, because at 63, he's not going to sit out a year if he leaves Baltimore.
No, you heard it when he ended that answer he just said. If there's another job, I'll be in another job.
And if it's Harbaugh who wants to leave, we've talked about the potential of whatever openings happen. And, you know, okay, sure. Could he be interested in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow? I guess that's possible. But the Giants with Jackson Dart and a young quarterback, you don't want to go somewhere and have to worry about the most important position either.
Right.
I think this makes a lot of sense, Kiki, and I think through all the crap that we've been through for Giant fans, if they somehow walked out of this with the CEO-type head coach being John Harbaugh at 63 years old, I think that's his best-case scenario under all the problems the Giants have had.
The pushback I would have is that John Harbaugh is a special teams coach by nature. He's
correct.
Forget that. That's what he was before when his 40s, early 40s, 30s. He was a special teams coach. He hasn't been a special teams coach in forever. He's been a head coach for a long time, 18 seasons with the Baltimore Ravens. But the expertise that I feel like this team needs is creating either defensive mastery, mm-hmm. which I don't know if he provides that, or offensive mastery. And I don't know if he provides that either. Now he's smart and he's got high football IQ. He knows all the X's. He knows all the things that most people couldn't even dream of thinking about, much less knowing intimately. But he's not the executor. He's not the Kyle Shanahan. He's not the Sean McVay. He's not the Brian Flores. If you're thinking about these guys or the Vance Josephs that are innovating offense and defenses around the league. And so the only way this makes sense to me. Is if he hires an unbelievable staff.
Okay, so I agree. And you have hammered this home. Tiki, if you've taught me anything this football season, we like to walk away from every season learning something. It's the importance of a staff.
100%.
I've been stealing that line and using it on an old 43 Giants podcast.
Nice,
I do.
Nice.
It's why I'm anti-Marcus Freeman at this point for the job, because I don't think he has enough NFL experience. 18 years in the league. John Harbaugh has worked with more than enough guys who have enough guys, and he's more than well-respected around the league if you didn't know him.
That's fair.
And he was targeting you.
That's fair.
And just look no further than he just identified through his brother's connections, McDonald, who ended up going to Seattle to come in and be his DC after Wink Martindale. Mm-hmm. He was smart enough to cherry-pick that from college. I think this is the one head coach I look at, and I think slam dunk, I trust that he will put the right staff in place.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear you, because the Mike McDonald hire in Seattle kind of surprised people, because he didn't feel like he was, I don't know, the best defensive coordinator in football. But working under John Harbaugh, you become a leader. You become someone who can not only manage a roster, but you can manage your coaching staff. And like, John Harbaugh is interesting. He really is. I wouldn't be against it. I worry about getting that excellent plague designer, either offensively or defensively. It's kind of what I feel like the Giants need, even though the leadership part of it is a requisite part of it, right?
Yes.
So that's why you're starting to get, you know, the Marcus Freemans of the world that are mentioned. The what's his name from the Cowboys? Why am I forgetting his name?
The Cowboys offensive coordinator?
No, the former head coach.
Oh, McCarthy.
McCarthy. Yeah, Mike McCarthy, because he's a leader.
Right.
Right. The Giants are going to need to hire a leader.
Yes.
Someone who is unambiguous about what the main thing is. And I think sometimes with some of these coaches the Giants have brought in, the main thing has not been the main thing. It's been ego. It's been, I don't know, vendettas. It's been, I'm just trying to prove myself. It's just everybody's against me. It's like, work as a team and find a way to create success in a successful environment. And then trust me, the players will buy in.
Correct. Yeah, so look, this is the way I view it. I'm operating under the assumption, forget what I actually want or if I would be innovative. Like, I'm in love with Kubiak, the OC from Seattle, but I have no idea if he could be a CEO-type head coach. If I'm operating under the assumption the Giants want and are focusing on a CEO head coach, and we've heard Mike McCarthy, and we've argued about that, me and Tommy have yelled and screamed, we've heard about Marcus Freeman, and look, there might be a Stefanski available, there might be a Zach Taylor available coming soon, and those will be other guys I'm sure we will discuss if and when they become available. John Harbaugh, to me, represents something I didn't think was available or would actually be possible the moment Brian Daboll got fired. 18 years of experience, a Super Bowl winning head coach, and a guy who has gotten it and been competitive year in and year out, and also was a guy at the time with Greg Roman that was really amenable and forward thinking when they drafted Lamar Jackson into having an offense put in place to make him be successful early on.
Yeah, so he's adaptable.
He's adaptable.
Yeah.
That checks
He's not locked in his way.
No, and that checks a lot of boxes for me, because I think you have to be as the Giants head coach.
No, you have to be, because you don't know what kind of players you're going to get.
Yes.
Right? I think Andy Reid is a prime example of this, because, look, Pat Mahomes was very different than the quarterbacks that he had previously had. And so all of a sudden, the offense became about what's the best strength for your quarterback? You saw the same thing from going from Joe Flacco in Baltimore to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
I mean, how different of a quarterbacking situation is that? And so the adaptability is what I like a lot about John Harbaugh. And I know he can coach, and I know he can motivate, because you've seen it year over year over year with very different rosters throughout his 18 years in Baltimore.
So Giants fans, 888-808-1019, knowing what we know about the Giants coaching search and knowing now that John Harbaugh, I won't even call it a hot seat, it just feels like it's more possible than it's ever been that there will be a parting of ways in Baltimore. Should he jump to the top of the list, and would that save Christmas for the New York Giants if John Harbaugh became available? 888-808-1019. There's another element to this Baltimore Ravens situation and story, and that is the future of the quarterback. I asked that question when it ties into the New York Jets. And yes. I guess people start to do the preparation of the cooking if you're doing, because Christmas Eve's a really big deal in terms of the food and everything.
Right. It's more of that.
Yeah.
It's the eating.
The eating. Because we're all pigs. 1,000%. We're going to do more on food later. I know Tommy's got his interest up. He's thinking about the seven fishes. We doing the seven fishes in the barber house?
No.
What do you mean no? Like, that's a crazy thing to ask.
You eat fish on Christmas?
Christmas Eve.
Black people don't eat fish on Christmas.
Why not? What do you eat?
We eat, I don't know, ham?
Ham on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
I thought that was a Christmas Day
thing. I was going to say, what do you eat on Christmas then? Turkey?
I have
more
no
ham?
Or pasta?
No, that's a good question.
Because ham is usually, like Sean said, like Christmas.
I don't think it's traditional for us. I don't think there's any tradition.
So it's like rotating. It could be anything.
It could be anything. What are you having dinner tonight?
Okay. All right.
That's how our Christmas Eve
So some quesadillas in the barber house tomorrow night.
Sounds like the Roberts house.
Well, more on the fishes later. 888-808-1019. Some thoughts on Lamar Jackson and the Jets in just a moment, but first your calls. Jason on Long Island. Jason, what's up?
What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Man, this Harbaugh stuff, these developments get me really excited. I would love to see him to coach my Giants. The Giants always hire someone with a clean background, you know, white glove, clean as a whistle type of guy, great leader. He'd be that. But here's the kicker.
Go ahead.
You get Harbaugh to bring in someone he couldn't rehire ever in Baltimore because it's ran its course. Get Rex Ryan to coach our defense.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what was the
last? And while you're at it, let's get Mike McCarthy to coach the offense. Here we go, guys.
That would be a hell of a staff. Yeah. You couldn't pay him enough. That's the problem.
Well, Rex did interview for the D.C. job
in
Denver.
When was the last time he's been a D.C.? I mean, it's been at least a decade.
Pre-Jets when he was at the Ravens, so probably 2008?
Yeah, so 20, almost 20 years. Not so, quite. 17 years or something like that.
2007 was his last year.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
18 years.
So he was never even Harbaugh's D.C.? Because Harbaugh started in 2008.
So was Wink as DC the entire time, or for a large period of time?
Yeah, must have been.
Yeah, I'd love to know that. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that's the other name. Wink, with everything going on in Michigan. Giant fans, you want to get your Wink Martindale dream back?
Huh? No, Rex was his first DC.
Okay.
Rex was his first defensive coordinator.
In 2008?
In 2008. And okay. Then it was Greg Madison.
Greg Madison. Oh, so maybe Rex would be a tie-in. Boy, that would be such a weird world. Rex Ryan coaching the defense, innovative. I think Wink Martindale's actually the one you would point to, and I think every Giant fan would approve of that in a heartbeat. Chris in Bayshore. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. Listen, the Harbaugh talk from a longtime Giant fan, I mean, you know, the guy checks all the boxes. You know, he's a winner. He has, you know, a really good body of work behind him. Players seem to play for him. I mean, he's everything you want in a potential, you know, team builder and regime changer. He'd be perfect.
I agree, Chris. That's why I'm all in. And also part of this, I'm not going to lie, that spurned this. Tiki, in my weekend off, I am burning through episodes of this Amazon Prime Tampa Bay Buccaneers documentary.
Oh, how is that?
Okay, I'm a sucker for anything NFL film, so it's just going to be a little bias of me.
When I've seen Rondae Barber.
Rondae finally appeared in episode 4, the nice one I watched today. So we get to 97, 98, and then Sean King. Like, this is like where you get by episode 4. It's excellent. It is so well done. Now, I didn't think we needed 10 episodes on the history of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ask me again in 6 episodes.
Uh-huh.
But 4 episodes in, it's humming. But this is why I say this. The hiring of Tony Dungy there, and what the Glazers, when they took over the team, were looking for in a head coach. And Dungy kept getting passed over. They didn't think he was fiery enough. But it was just that idea of being like the calming, cultural leader, right, leader of men. Harbaugh, in many ways, John Harbaugh, because he's not really a yeller or a screamer, reminds me of that.
Right. He's all, you know what you're getting.
Yes.
You're not getting this unpredictable emotion or high or lows. You're getting consistency.
Yes.
And think about let's call them your favorite teachers when you were in school.
Yeah.
They were always those ones that were consistent.
Yes.
You knew exactly what you were getting every single day.
For better or worse, I just want to know where I stand at
100%.
Any given time. And there's something to be said for that for a team that's known nothing but losing. But yeah, I'm sucked out. I'm totally watching this thing from the prism of, all right, the Giants are the yucks in many ways, right? They're always picking in the top 5. So what changed? And then, of course, like, they have a draft day trade that ends up where they get more picks and they're able to get Brooks and Sapp. And I am Tiki, I swear to you, I'm watching this going, okay, so can the Giants do that? How do they figure
right,
that?
This year.
How do they hire the coach?
Can they do that this year?
That's what I'm looking at.
So the question
at.
Is, who is that guy? I mean, that's what we're talking about. Because it's John Harbaugh now. It was right. Mike McCarthy 2 weeks ago.
But don't you think John Harbaugh, when we talked about Mike McCarthy, this is a more like, okay, this feels like a better, more comforting thing.
Oh, definitely. It's one I could get behind.
Yes.
And not have any serious questions, because you've seen the success. You know what kind of person he is. And you know he can hire staff.
Would you think the players, the current core who's used to losing, would see a John Harbaugh hired and be excited by it?
Of course they would, because he's done right. Nothing but win.
Right.
His entire tenure. So he would be optimistic. And it's not like, man, this is a young coach. I know he's an offensive genius or defensive genius or whatever one, but he's never been a head coach. Like, whenever you get that caught, he's never been a head coach, you have to start to get a little bit worried.
Yeah, because it's an immediate question you're starting.
Because you don't know how guys are going to handle that situation. Look at Mike Kafka. Right?
Oh,
we thought he'd be okay. I mean, he's interviewed for 8 head coaching opportunities.
Yeah.
Right? He's never gotten one.
Starting to find out why.
Well, maybe. Right? Yeah. But now we're seeing it's not easy.
No,
and
it's
this
not.
Is a guy that a lot of, talking about Kafka, a lot of NFL teams are high on. And he's struggling being an interim head coach.
It's going to take a lot to overhaul, even with a good group of, like, some players. You want to talk about talent that's somewhere, at least in the starting 22. It's going to take a figurehead like that. And that's why the John Harbaugh idea, it struck me as, oh, my God, can the Giants get this?
I'm wondering if there's a Tony Dungy idea out there. If there's a Tony Dungy that we're not thinking of right now.
Well, remember, Dungy was the defensive coordinator for Minnesota.
Yeah.
So I mean, it would have to be somebody like that who's kept getting passed over now, who's ready to go. I don't know. I mean, is that Lou Anarumo? Because that's another guy who's interviewed a bunch.
Yeah.
A guy like that, although his defense last night didn't exactly look great. No. But either way, I'm so watching this Bucks documentary. Think of the Giants sucking like the Yucks and then watch that documentary and think of how it's done. Armando and Sias said, Armando, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, dude?
How are you?
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Likewise.
Don't kill me on this, but I'm just thinking. I'm 100% with you on the Harbaugh, if he's available.
Okay.
If he's available. As far as OC, what do you think about bringing Daboll back?
Oh, God. Armando, I'm going to answer your question in the wrong way before I answer it the right way. Here's the wrong way. Seeing this offense since Daboll left, I'd love Brian Daboll as the offensive coordinator.
Right, no doubt about
it. No doubt. You'd know he could work with Dart. In a real-life pattern, could you put Brian Daboll, and would Brian Daboll, who I'm sure is going to have opportunities to coach elsewhere, ever come back immediately and be thrown right back in with the same reporters answer questions?
It's so rare.
Yeah.
I mean, Vance Joseph is doing that in Denver.
Denver, but he left for a year or two and went to Arizona.
Yeah, he was gone for a minute and reestablished himself and then got hired solely to be the DC and not... You know, he was obviously the head coach there for, he was the interim, right? Or was he full-time?
No, in Denver?
He was a full-time.
He was the full-time, full-time head coach. Correct.
But he only lasted, what, 2 years?
2 years.
Something like that. But could it happen? No.
Right.
Would it be interesting if it did? Absolutely.
Absolutely. But you know.
But it's not going to happen.
How could he start training camp as the offensive coordinator and be meeting the media and being asked, well, how does it feel? Look, this guy's winning games without you. And this, that, you can't put that and put him in that spot. Nor should he put himself in that spot. He's better off breathing a fresh air elsewhere. But would I be excited by it?
I got down this rabbit hole on Rex Ryan. He was, I mean, obviously he was Brian Billick's defensive coordinator.
Oh, that's right.
But in 05 and 06, you know who the offensive coordinator was for the Ravens?
No.
Jim Fossil.
That's right. Billick gave him a chance.
Yeah, right. And in 2005, they stunk because their quarterback was Kyle Bowler. In 2006, they won 13 games. They were 13-3.
Who was their quarterback? Was that McNair?
Yes, Steve McNair.
That's right.
And then Jim Fossil just disappeared.
That's crazy.
He disappeared from the NFL after that season.
So Fossil was McNair's offensive coordinator that first year. And that was a wild year, too.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, again, a million connections.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can get John Bones Fossil to coach the special teams. Steve in Connecticut. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's up, dude?
I believe in minimizing the disruption. I'm thinking that if the Giants went out and brought Spags back, made him the head coach for two years, keep Kafka on staff. I think you guys are really being too critical. It's just too soon. He inherited a bunch of crap.
Right.
And then
Steve, we talked about this briefly yesterday, Steve, about Kafka. Yeah, he inherited a tough situation, but not dissimilar to Jeff Ulbrich with the Jets a year ago. When a coordinator takes over the interim head coaching job and then doesn't give over his coordinating duties to somebody else, I know that
Tim Kelly
is technically the offensive coordinator, but I think Mike Kafka is swimming right now.
He is
trying to be a head coach, which is hard. It's a lot of responsibility, and also still being the play caller. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, the offense doesn't look anything like the offense looked like when he was just
when
running.
He was just focusing on the offense. The offense would go down and score on opening drives and have great game plans. I mean, saying, man, that was smart. The trick play. Think about all the trick plays that came into play, and now you're not seeing any of that. It's gotten really rote and boring.
You could see that a little when they were playing Jameis, but something weird has happened since Dart has come back, and I don't know whether that's them trying to protect him or whatever. But to me, Tiki, if I was an interim head coach and I was a coordinator, what put me in position to be that interim head coach is me running the offense. I still want to do that at my best and put my main focus there because as I get my feet wet as a head coach, I don't want the thing I was good at to sink because then the whole thing falls apart.
Right.
I don't think that's been a big problem in this town the last 2 years with these interim coaches.
It's not ideal to put a coordinator unless you really believe that he can win the job, like keep the job, and it makes your search that much easier. But it just challenges you in ways that I don't think Mike Kafka was ready for.
And on that thought on whether Mike Kafka, you want him to return as the offensive coordinator, more thoughts on that coming up in 25 minutes because Jackson Dart might have some thoughts on that. Ross in Bergen County. Ross, what's up?
What's up, Ross?
Sean Teague, what's up, guys?
All good.
Merry Christmas, everything.
Merry Christmas.
I heard when you guys bring up our call today, Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Where I come from, we call that a Festivus for the rest of us. So.
That's right. That's right. You're going to wrestle Frank Costanza tonight, Ross?
No, we're actually going to start off with the airing of grievances, though. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Yes.
Jury and David Stearns, my son tells me your company stinks.
Thanks, Ross.
The airing of grievances.
We did that at back then when it was CBS Sports Radio, now Infinity, on the DA show. We did the airing of grievances. We did it like four straight years. We'd always do it on this day.
What is the airing of grievances?
So it's the famous Seinfeld episode.
Okay.
So instead of being merry and jolly on December 23rd, George Costanza's dad celebrated Festivus, and the airing of grievances was you sit down at the table in front of him and you tell him every problem you have with each other throughout the year.
Hmm.
So
we called that the hot box with the Giants.
Right.
We'd get in the steam room. We'd be in the sauna. You get in the sauna, get all steamed up, and then talk about whatever.
Okay. Now, that should be healthy in the hot box, but imagine replacing a merry holiday and saying, this is how we celebrate the holiday, by airing grievances. So that's what they did in Seinfeld. So we did this in radio. We had to stop doing it. It got, like, personal.
Really?
I could tell, the great Pete Pilotti would work with me, and I would say a couple of things to him, and I thought I was saying it in a fun manner. You could tell. I was like, oh, boy, we got to stop doing this.
Right, I think I'm upsetting him.
Not just him, but everybody, yeah. And it was like,
crickets.
We had to stop doing it.
There's no conversation. Yeah. Like, let's go out back.
It got uncomfortable. And I thought about that the first year we did the show. I think I even mentioned it to Evan. Then I said, you know what? I can't. We can't get involved. Because if I tell Evan something, Evan tells me something, you'll be even keel and you'll laugh about the whole thing.
Of course.
Tommy would be ultra sensitive if we did Festivus. We know that.
No drama.
No drama. Can't have it. We'll just stick to Lou Gehrig's debate series. 888-808-1019. Before we get back to your calls, Lamar Jackson. This is the other part of this. Lamar Jackson has one more year of totally, like, fully guaranteed money.
Yes.
So that makes him kind of tough to cut/trade this year. His dead cap would be $86 million. I only bring up Lamar Jackson's name again because I think the Denver Broncos are kind of proven a myth a little bit, and maybe they're the only outlier, and that is you can survive as an NFL franchise with an enormous dead cap hit like they did with Russell Wilson.
Right.
If you have the right people in charge and the right quarterback and all of this.
And a young quarterback.
And a young quarterback.
And a young quarterback that's good.
Exactly.
Because Bo Nix is good. He's not top 10, but he's good.
And you're not paying him a lot of money in that way.
Right.
So Baltimore's not really in the spot. We'll see what they do in the draft. However, Tiki, and this is now another year where Lamar Jackson injuries have taken the toll on the win-loss record. And then you see him leave the game on Sunday night. I think that a split is coming in Baltimore. Whether that's Lamar or whether that's Harbaugh, I think Harbaugh is going to be done. And I think the Ravens probably owe it to keep Lamar and try him with a new head coach and see something different.
Yeah.
But, maybe the Ravens look for a reset here. And if they do, Evan was so anti-Lamar Jackson a couple weeks ago when we brought this up. I'm re-bringing this to the table because now there's 2 weeks left in the year, and we know the Ravens are probably not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
Would you be interested if you don't have the first overall pick?
I would.
You would be.
I would absolutely be too. I don't know how you can't be interested in Lamar Jackson. Because, I know that this year has been somewhat of a disaster. He missed, five games at the beginning of the season? Something like that. Four or five games. They started the year 1-5. They were worse than the Giants.
I think Cooper Rush was playing.
Yeah, right? It was bad. And then he comes back, and then they start winning again. Now, it's not pretty because he hasn't had reps in a month and a half, and it was ugly football. But ultimately, they found ways to win games. And a lot of that was because of Lamar Jackson. You know, he'd have three touchdown passes or two touchdown passes. He wasn't putting up humongous MVP-type statistics. But Lamar Jackson's a winner, and he's always been a winner. And so you'd be crazy. He's only 28 years old?
Final Lamar Jackson.
He's 28 years old. Just turned, he'll be 29 in January. So he's still very young, relatively speaking. He's got the MVP pedigree. He's an uber athlete. He doesn't take a ton of contact. Now, maybe he's got to work on his hamstring strength because I think that's what keeps nagging him. But Lamar Jackson is a star. Like, you'd be crazy not to consider Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and I have no doubts that the Jets, if they made a trade, would have to give up maybe two ones, right? But they have these four ones set up. My point is, it might cost them less than trading up for the young Fernando Mendoza, or if they ended up liking Dante Moore. And I just don't know, and Evan was so against this. I don't know how you as a Jet fan sit there, and I'm asking you guys out there at 888-808-1019, You're amped up for Aaron Rodgers, who we knew was approaching 40, yeah, retiring a couple of years ago. And you want to say you learned your lesson from mistakes like that. I get it. But a Lamar Jackson MVP candidate, injuries be damned, at 29 years old, maybe looking for a change of scenery, that is how you jumpstart an organization.
That is,
I'm a moron.
Yes, well, you jumpstart the organization, and it also allows, I think, Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand, the offensive coordinator, to run the offense that they want to run.
Like, yes.
Let's not forget, with Justin Fields, all of the talk this offseason with this Jet offense was, it's going to be run heavy. It's going to be, you're going to run the football. Brees Hall is going to get a ton of carries. We're gonna just grind it out, and Justin Fields is going to be a part of that. Well, Justin Fields isn't. I mean, he wants to be a drop back passer,
right?
Even though he's a really good athlete,
right?
Lamar Jackson is going to do whatever makes you successful. If he has to run, he'll run.
Yep.
If he can throw the ball and he's got confidence, he's going to throw the football.
And he doesn't take the big hits. Like, he's learned 100%. What Jackson Dart hasn't yet.
I think Lamar Jackson makes this offense the run offense that Aaron Glenn wants.
No doubt.
But, again, this is a pipe dream.
Of course. I don't think, and I want to make this very clear, I'm not saying this because I think it's going to happen. If you had to ask me right now today, and I don't think I would have said this 3 days ago, I think John Harbaugh is going to be out in Baltimore and Lamar Jackson's going to stay with a new head coach. But you never know with these teams. And if I've learned anything about the NFL the last 5 years, it's gone more the way of the NBA, which is expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Certain players and everything. What we talk about in October, well, who do you think is going to be available?
Yeah, there are no guarantees.
Surprises always happen every year.
100%.
And if this is a surprise that falls in the lap, the New York Jets need to be all over this. 888-808-1019. Carlos in Hicksville. Carlos, what's up?
Carlos.
Hello, guys.
What's up, dude?
Hey.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How you doing, guys?
All's well.
How you doing? Happy New Year.
You too.
I just wanted to ask you guys something. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about something. As I was hearing you guys, I started talking season in general for sports. And be honest, if you allow me just to indulge a little bit in running down the different four major sports in New York. I mean, the Giants and Jets, I don't have too much confidence in them in 2026, even though I do see a new quarterback coming to Jets.
Right.
And possibly a new head coach. Well, if there's going to be a new head coach, it's the Giants.
Right.
I heard they were talking about this head coach from Notre Dame. as being a possible candidate. But for the Mets and the Yankees, especially with the purge going on with the Mets, I don't see too much of a confidence in terms of what they're going to bring back to the team. And I think it has something to do with the CBA upcoming and 2026 expiring.
Yep.
But I don't have much confidence in basketball. In terms of,
baseball.
In terms of basketball, the Nets are not going to go anywhere for a while.
Right. But the Knicks are exciting as hell, man.
The Knicks are very excited, but I still have to tamper my confidence because their expectation level is so high this year compared to last year when they made it to the finals.
You got to embrace that.
I know, but don't you love that? You're a Knicks fan. Are you a Knicks fan, Carlos?
I am. I am a Knicks fan.
So, I mean, you should embrace that. What was the last time? Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you could have this kind of optimism about your team? And for the most part, I mean, save the Philadelphia whatever issue, like that game three nights ago. Other than that, they win.
You know what it is? He pointed out.
And they do it in so many different ways.
But all the other sports have scarred them. You're trained in New York now. We are beating down dogs.
Yeah.
You're trained. I mean, I can see
that.
Worse.
I can see that.
You know?
Even get into hockey.
I forget that.
Don't. I mean, serious. We know about the Rangers. The Devils were the hottest team in the East until Jack Hughes cut his hand open, and now they can't win a damn game.
It's crazy.
Even though I think he is coming back.
He's got to be soon. Any day, right?
He came back on Sunday.
Did he? He came back Sunday? I totally missed that.
Yeah, him and
he scored.
He scored. Right, Tate McRae was there, so yes.
Mm. Ah, I totally missed that.
On the ice, he scored.
On the ice. Oh, I see.
You see where I'm going with that?
Yes.
That one went over my head. Yeah, I should be better.
I think the reports are that they're dating. Yes. I don't know if that's confirmed.
Yeah, they were out to dinner at some New York City thing.
And she just randomly showed up at a Devil game on his re-debut for the season.
You just reminded me something. I don't know if I totally hit holiday mode. This is the only day I'm working. Like, I was off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, off starting tomorrow. Today, I swear to Tiki, I'm going through show topics and everything. I'm going through them. And I'm looking at baseball free agency stuff. And I said to myself, I go, man, when is this Murakami stuff coming to an end? The Yankees really should get involved. I see him pop up with a White Sox jersey. I miss Murakami signing with when the hell did that happen?
It happened basically yesterday or 2 days ago.
2 days ago. So I missed that. I missed Jack Hughes returning. That happened Saturday.
Oh, man, I think I need to watch this F1 movie.
That's all over Apple right now. Oh, is that what she's in?
Yeah.
Tate McRae's in?
It's a rabbit hole you can't get out of.
I don't even want to look right now.
Well, you know, Tiki, listen, there's not really a lot you got to do in the next couple of days for Christmas. I think it's a nice, fun family film. Jim in Bordentown. Jim, what's up?
Fellas, how are you?
All's good.
Hey, man, listen, real quick, Tiki. So for the 07 Super Bowl run, believe it or not, I wore your jersey as almost like a superstition. And hey,
oh, nice. It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Whatever it takes, dude.
Here's the thing. I tried it the next year, too, and we all know what happens the year after that.
Right.
So, hey, it happens. But listen, Sean, to your point before, I heard you say about expect the unexpected with, you know, the NBA, now with the NFL. So to my point, we do expect the unexpected. So if the Lions somehow miss the playoffs, don't you think maybe Dan Campbell gets available?
So that would be one I would be truly stunned by, Jim. And here's why. The Lions know what they are as an organization. The Lions know who they are as an organization. And the Lions, it took them forever to get here as an organization.
Right.
I don't think off one missed playoff year after those two playoff seasons, they would suddenly look at the best coach they've hired forever.
And he was the catalyst.
Yes. And now you might have a problem with his play calling and, you know, reshape some staff stuff. And remember, this is his first year. No Ben Johnson, no Aaron Glenn. That was obviously a different look for him this year, losing both coordinators. I have a hard time thinking the Lions would turn the page on Dan Campbell. You know, it's not like ownership has changed. They know what they were before Dan got there. Why rip it all up?
Yeah, I don't think one bad season or one missed playoff season is going to do him in. Now, it's a different conversation if you're the Giants and you're saying, can we pry him away?
Right.
Right? Can we offer whatever the offer would, you know, be? It'd be definitely a first round. Probably
would have to be
multiple, picks for him. But I don't think the Lions would even entertain it.
No. No, yeah, and again, what
there's just no avenue for it right now.
I don't know that I give up a first-round pick for Dan Campbell either, as much as I want him to be the head coach. Because of that, like, I also got to see you without Ben Johnson calling the offense, too.
True. Like, well, he's calling it now because he didn't like the way his offensive coordinator
was calling. He was right to take control of that.
100%.
But who is he bringing as his offensive coordinator?
Right.
Again, Tiki is bled this into my brain. Staff.
It's always staff, dude. It's the hardest thing in the league. And sometimes the failures of head coaches are because of the failures of the staff.
I get it. Again, look, the moment Wink and Dable had a split, what the hell happened to the Giants?
Right, you knew it was going down the drain.
Joe in Staten Island. Joe, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I am a lifelong Ravens fan from New York, so I'll touch on the Lamar Harbaugh stuff for sure.
Yep.
When it comes with Lamar, I'd be surprised if they didn't restructure and extend him. I think DaCosta is one of the best in the business. I think they'll get that done. I think they're going to keep him in Baltimore just because, like you said, he's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And with the injuries, this year I think the injuries, a lot had to do with how bad the offensive line is.
True.
So I think they got to get that fixed. But I don't think, I would be shocked if Lamar went anywhere. Now, Harbaugh, on the other hand, you guys can take him. I think he's overseas.
Are you done? You're done with him?
I was a guy that did not want to get rid of Harbaugh for Mike McDonald. I was one of those. I was like, listen, Harbaugh's a winner. But at this point, it's just years and years. I'm tired of the fourth quarter blown lead, the silly mistakes, the silly fumbles. It's just undisciplined football, and I think that comes from the top. And I think 18 years, he's just overstayed his welcome. He was on his way out the door in 2018 until Flacco went down, and Lamar, I think, saved his job. And credit to Harbaugh for changing the offense from, you know, how Flacco ran it to Lamar. Like, I give Harbaugh all the credit for that, but I think if that doesn't happen, if they keep playing that season, I think Harbaugh is going to be gone back then. And I'm just over it. I think they need a new voice. They need a new leader because
Joe, let me ask you a quick question. Is that the general consensus of Raven fans? Like, most Raven fans think like you?
I think, like, just from, you know, like, I'm not from Baltimore, I'm from New York, but from, like, Ravens Twitter,
yeah.
I think most are done now with Harbaugh.
Yeah, so it's interesting, Joe. Sean mentioned this earlier. This feels like the Andy Reid thing.
It does.
Now, Andy Reid was in his 40s?
40.
Maybe his 50s. Maybe his early 50s when that
Reed's 68 now and it's been 12 years.
Definitely. So he was in his mid-50s.
56, yeah.
Right. So, but they ran him out of Philadelphia. Like, as good as he was and as many Super Bowls as he got to, and he was constantly winning.
Went to 4 straight NFC championship games and a Super Bowl.
And they couldn't wait to get rid of him. And then he parlayed that into a better situation that's made him into a Hall of Fame head coach. And so, look, it's different because the timing is different with John Harbaugh. But sometimes a change of scenery is good for everybody.
Yeah. He's a lot to learn from what went wrong here.
100%. And he can reimagine what he did in Baltimore and hypothetically, if he brings it to the New York Giants, and do it in a slightly different way.
Exactly. Not
but,
exactly
But you
the
know
same
that thing. It works.
Yes. CEO type is what the Giants have hammered home. I can think of no potential better CEO type on the market than if this is really coming to an end with John Harbaugh and the Ravens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.